Well, hello, hello, guys. It's time for Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today it's time for 5-Minute Friday. And I want to give you my top 5 secrets for the face. And I'm a facial plastic surgeon. That's right, surgeon, not just an injector. I operate on the head and the neck. And I've been trained for the last 20 years doing major head and neck reconstructions, as well as facial plastics and aesthetic surgery. So I have a lot of secrets to share. Lately, I do a lot of injectables, and lots of my clients are young and doing preventative maintenance. And I want to talk to you about both surgery and injectables. So number one on my list of top secrets is you must do Botox. You need to start your Botox starting around age 25 to 30, and you should do it preventatively. Those of you who want to maintain a really lovely appearance and age appropriately, but not get permanent lines and wrinkles, Botox is the answer. And I think preventative aging is the next wave in our specialty. In plastic surgery, we look to preserve quality of life and appearance and confidence. It's all about that. And if you can stop a problem before it happens, why not? So if you notice fine lines and wrinkles of the forehead, the eyes, these are the areas we can treat preventatively with Botox. And also, one of the secret things with Botox is it's a headache reliever. It's a migraine treatment. You will feel happier with Botox because studies have shown that when you can't make frowns and depressive, sad movements with your forehead, scowling, frowning, squinting, that you actually have more happiness, more lightheartedness, and less depression symptoms. So it's funny because, you know, if you frown a lot, you tend to look worried. You tend to look depressed. And if you can't frown, somehow that improvement in the appearance and the psyche, it lifts your spirits a little bit. There's some science to this that hasn't been discovered fully yet, but appearance really matters with confidence. Number two top secret of mine, I love Retin-A. So Retin-A is your number one anti-aging product for the skin. You can look at the 100 million products on the market at Nordstrom, Sephora, Target, everywhere in your doctor's office. But out of all of those products, very few have been scientifically studied and proven to have wrinkle reduction. I would say Retin-A is the only one that's had clinical studies that demonstrate efficacy and improvement in fine lines, wrinkles, skin exfoliation and turnover, and improvement of discoloration and pore size. So if you're not using Retin-A, one of my big secrets is after age 30, you need to be using Retin-A every night at bedtime. Another little secret, you need to use it on your upper lower eyelids also. If you don't want crepiness and texture changes and stretching, loss of elasticity of the skin, start using a really low dose, low potency Retin-A, even on your eyelids. And you will notice that over time, your skin gets used to Retin-A products. You should try my Diamond Line Refine. That is the most amazing of the Retin-A products because of its amazing botanicals that are in it. It's very easily tolerated. Many Retin-As on the market, like Tretinoin, brand name Retin-A, products like Obagi, etc., they're really quite harsh and irritating. You want to use a Retin-A that is not going to give you extreme peeling, dryness, and irritation, that's well tolerable, that's cosmetically elegant. So I really love my Diamond Line Refine for that. And actually, my eye cream has a very wonderful amount of Retin-A in it, and just enough so you get the anti-aging benefit, but you don't get the irritation. No other eye cream has that, so you've got to try it. It's really game-changing. Okay, next on my list of top secrets. If you want to look young, youthful, and improve your appearance, you need to lose some weight. So I'm so sorry to say it, but as we get into our 40s and 50s, we all put on, you know, a little extra weight. You've passed the point in life where you have a fast metabolism, where you can eat anything you want and it just burns right off. The 20s are over. And what makes us look older? Heaviness. So I've noticed in my own photos that when I get a little heavier, 10, 15 pounds, 5 pounds even, that I look older and more tired. And I've noticed friends and even in myself that when I lose 5 pounds, I immediately look younger. So there's something definitely noteworthy that if you lose weight globally, your whole body loses weight, and in a gradual manner, that your face is going to look more youthful, your frame, your figure, your overall persona. So definitely keep your weight under control. Next on my list is pigmentation. If you want to look super amazing and have really clear, beautiful, bright skin, you need to avoid pigmentation. And there are several ways to do this. One is sunscreen, of course. Number one is sunscreen. Starting in your 20s, you got to use sunscreen. Number two is vitamin C. Everyday vitamin C, morning and night. It's a brightener, tightener, lightener. I love vitamin C for that purpose. It's ascorbic acid. It's an acid that lightly exfoliates, that bleaches and lightens those brown spots and prevents photo damage. And then number three is doing peels on your skin. So as we age, no matter who you are, no matter how good your sun protection is, you are going to get some photo damage. And that comes at you from all directions. Through window panes, you get ultraviolet light. Through your car and the windshield when you're driving, the light hits you, especially the left side of your face. If you look carefully, it has more sunspots and solar elastosis and photo damage and stretchier, looser skin on the left driver's side as well. So definitely the cumulative effect of just being a human on this planet adds up. And now there's blue light radiation that comes from our electronic screens. So if you're looking, you might say, I'm indoors all day long at a desk. I never get in the sun. Well, guess what? You do get radiation and light changes from ultraviolet light that hits you from blue light from your devices and from the UV lighting in the room. Actually, you get lighting changes anywhere you sit, and sunscreen is photoprotective, but no matter how much sunscreen you use, no matter how much vitamin C you use, you are going to get some mottling, discoloration, and dispigmentation of the skin. Some of that comes from acne. Some of that comes from just being out there environmentally. And I think one of the best, most important ways to look youthful is to do treatments that take away the mottled, dull, dry, damaged look of the skin. So once in a while, every season practically, you need to do a chemical peel. And I'm a big proponent of that. I do them at the end of winter, getting rid of dull, dry skin. At the end of summer, getting rid of sun-damaged skin. These things that turn over the skin, they brighten, they give you that like pearly, glowy complexion. You really should think about peels because that's one thing that increases the overall illumination, kind of luminescence, and beauty of the face. When you don't look mottled, you look brighter and fresher. So that's a really important secret. Do your peels, do your lightening, do your brightening. Try my bleaching pads. Those are amazing. They're 10%, up to 10% hydroquinone, 6, 8, or 10%. So medium strong, extra strong. And you can use those periodically. You don't have to be on these products year round, but every so often, you do need to fight the melasma, the melanin, the pigmentation that builds up from life. Number next on my list of top secrets, think about surgery. So filler, I love filler. I think fillers are the most amazing thing out there. But there is a time for surgery. So let's talk about the secrets with filler. First of all, top secret is get filler early. If you start filling your face when it's very late in the game and you have heaviness, jowling, and drooping, and you're already noticing a lot of changes on your face, you're going to need a lot of filler. And typically, it's one syringe of filler per decade of how old you are. So if you're in your 40s and you've never done anything, don't be surprised when we come at you with needing approximately 3 to 5 syringes to help your face to maintain its position and give lift back to the support of the face. As we age, the fat pads of the face deflate, and skin aging occurs not only in the skin itself, but also the fat, muscle, and bone of the face. So your skin becomes thinner, drier, less elastic. You definitely have changes related to volume of fat pad changes, and fillers are the way to combat that. The youthful face has just the right amount of facial fat in just the right places. But your face atrophies with time and you get facial volume loss. And the areas that lose a lot of facial fat would be the under eye and the cheeks. And once that happens, you're going to get jowling, drooping, so you get sagging and deflation. And then when things are deflated, you have no other choice than to reinflate them with filler. You have to use a lot of filler if you start late in life. If you start in your mid-30s, as soon as you notice some problem areas, you can use a small amount of filler. You can do a little tenth of a syringe in each area, giving a small boost, and you'll probably do great with one syringe or two syringes. So that's one of my top secrets, is start early, because it's easy to fix little minor things that need correction. When you're waiting till you're much older, much more deflated, and much more sagging, we have more work to do. So fillers can definitely help, but they mainly will make you look fresh, refreshed, not necessarily completely revamped. So if you're coming in and you have quite a bit of volume loss, drooping, jowling, or sagging, then plan on doing more fillers. But we do reach this cutoff where you can have too much filler and get filler face. So my last secret would be definitely think about surgery. Don't be scared of surgery. Surgery is one of the best options out there. Patients who want to have support of the face, trimming and tightening, I think surgery is amazing for correcting these defects in a permanent, you know, long-term fashion. Actually, nothing is permanent, but you get at least 5 to 10 years of great improvement after surgery. I always recommend surgery early versus late. If I want to operate, I don't want to operate on skin that's lost its elasticity, that has, you know, very little youthful turgor in it. We want to operate on younger skin to get better results. And surgery can address a wide range of problems, from lifts to liposuction to fat transfer. So when you come in, we'll talk about it. But three of the most popular surgeries that I do would be neck lipo, facelift, and then fat transfer. And of course, neck lift as well. I personally love eyelid surgery, and I really enjoy nasal rhinoplasty surgery. So for those of you who are out there seeing things change before your eyes and wanting a more permanent solution instead of a once-a-year filler or every 6 months filler, definitely think about surgery and think about it young. Remember, surgery is so, so safe these days. It's safer than driving on the freeway, and results can be so amazing. So I really think you need to do your homework. Start early. Start the good preventative skincare. Keep your skin lighter, tighter, brighter, and come and see me all the time. I'm here in Pasadena in Los Angeles. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And check out my website, www.beautybydrk.com. And there you can find all those amazing products and contact form to come in and visit. For those of you who are listening who want to leave a little review and a comment, I'd love it if you would screenshot your review in iTunes, email it to me at info@beautybydrk, and I'm happy to send you a trial size sample of one of our amazing skincare products. And that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Remember all those beauty secrets. Bye.